news stories. The approximate length of this recording is 12 minutes.
News. Introducing Learn with Guide Dogs. Guide Dogs helps people with sight loss live the life they choose by not only delivering life-changing services, but also raising awareness and changing attitudes. Key to this is the work we do with young people, helping the next generation understand the challenges of sight loss and what we can all do to create a more inclusive world. Learn with Guide Dogs is our new collection of resources for schools and youth groups. From puzzles, colouring and comics to session plans for learning about guide dogs, eye health and access refusals, young people will be guided by our fun Tailblazers squad characters. Resources for 5 to 11 year olds are available at www.guidedogs.org.uk/learning. Stay tuned for resources for early years and secondary age pupils. Included here is a photograph of the new Tailblazers Squad learning resources. Innovative collaboration with Thomas Pocklington Trust. Guide Dogs works with organisations across the sight loss sector, and on the 1st of April, we started an innovative partnership with Thomas Pocklington Trust, TPT. Guide Dogs education team colleagues are now working as part of TPT's education service, allowing us to provide educational support and guidance to our service users throughout their lives, as part of our wider services for children, young people and families, CYPF. Kerry Kernan, Guide Dogs CYPF operations lead, said, "Working like this combines the expertise of both organisations, making the most of both our resources. Ultimately, it will mean we reach more families with a sector-leading service." Guide dog puppies have a whale of a time at sea life. Guide dog puppies learned how to make a splash in the world thanks to a collaboration with Sea Life Loch Lomond in Scotland. Pups Honey, Winnie, Macy and Robin, along with their volunteer puppy raisers, enjoyed their very own school trip to the attraction, where they learned how to navigate a host of different environments and social settings. Puppy development advisor Erin MacArthur said, "We're really grateful to Sea Life in Loch Lomond for allowing our guide dog puppies to visit. It's so important that the dogs are exposed to a wide variety of situations and environments. That way, they grow into calm and confident guide dogs and learn how to behave in different settings. Sea Life is the perfect location for this, having so many different areas they can explore, all of which offer something unique and such diverse marine life. Our pups and volunteers had a brilliant day." Included here is a photograph of a guide dog puppy close to the glass of an aquarium, looking at a turtle in a tank, and the turtle seems to be staring back at the puppy. Nathan's the star of a deeply moving podcast. An episode of a podcast called Dogs with Jobs features one of our very own customer experience officers, Nathan Foy. The episode is called By Your Side, Navigating Life Over Decades with a Guide Dog, and how the partnership evolves over time. And as the title suggests, it's all about Nathan's experiences with the four guide dogs he has had since the age of 18. Now a father of two, Nathan also shares the profound loss that accompanied the end of each partnership, and the gratitude he feels every time he leaves his house with his current guide dog, Joey. Nathan said, "I want people listening to this podcast to know that the relationships we have with our guide dogs are very much partnerships. They're part of our family." You can listen to Nathan's episode of Dogs with Jobs wherever podcasts are available. Included here is a photograph of Nathan with his yellow Labrador guide dog, Joey. Transport for Wales staff think Jamie is a very back-and-dar. A guide dog has been given his own staff pass after starting work at Transport for Wales. Golden Retriever Jamie clocks in at the Pontypridd office three times a week alongside owner Ryan Moreland, an assistant project manager working in a team delivering safer streets for walking, wheeling and cycling. Ryan plans to bring personal experience as a disabled passenger to his new role. He said, "I'm really excited about being part of the solution, not just the problem." When Ryan applied, it was his first job interview with a guide dog by his side. Now Jamie sits behind him with a water bowl and mat, ready to greet colleagues. His staff badge proudly lists his Transport for Wales role, Bacandar, Welsh for good boy. Included here are two photographs. The first is a close-up of Golden Retriever Jamie wearing his staff pass. The second is of Ryan and Jamie in the office. Goodbye, old friend, but we must press on. There was a big moment for the Guide Dogs workshop team in April as they said goodbye to their 30-year-old beam press. The press had stamped out an estimated 28,000 guide dog harnesses over the decades, along with a range of other key equipment. With the old press failing to deliver its 25 tons of pressure and broken parts difficult to replace, it was decided a new press that also meets modern safety standards was needed. The new press delivers 70 tons of pressure, which means the team, based at Guide Dogs National Centre, can do much more and further streamline their manufacturing processes. Workshop manager David Pryke said, "The icing on the cake was the fact that the entire purchase cost of the new press was funded by a generous Guide Dog supporter." Included here is a photograph of the new beam press in operation. New leadership programme broadens the horizons. Earlier this year, we launched New Horizons, a leadership programme specifically for people with lived experience of sight loss. The programme, developed by Guide Dogs, RNIB and Thomas Pocklington Trust on behalf of the wider Vision Partnership, will provide existing blind and partially sighted managers with the skills and capabilities to progress further as leaders. The 8 to 9 month pilot programme starts this June with its first cohort of 12 participants. Half the participants have been selected from within Guide Dogs, Thomas Pocklington Trust and RNIB, with the remaining half from other Vision Partnership and Visionary Network organisations. Further updates of the New Horizons programme will feature in future editions of Forward. Our Futures project in Northern Ireland comes to a close. A programme designed by and for young people aged 8 to 25 with vision impairments has ended with a celebratory event in Belfast. Our Futures was a 5-year partnership between RNIB Northern Ireland and Guide Dogs Northern Ireland, funded by the National Lottery Community Fund Northern Ireland's Empowering Young People's Programme. Set up to support young people to overcome barriers and challenges through transitional periods of their lives, Our Futures surpassed all expectations, helping 275 children and young people who are blind or partially sighted. Several young people displayed their newfound confidence and independence at the celebration at the Black Box Performance and Arts venue in April, while project staff shared key successes and discussed next steps to support young people with sight loss to thrive. Included here is a photograph of young people attending the Our Futures closing celebration event. International Guide Dog Federation Conference 2025, held in UK. Earlier this month, we were proud to host the International Guide Dog Federation, IGDF, Conference 2025 at Warwick University Conference Centre. The annual event brought experts together from around the world, including guide dog schools, trainers and researchers, to collaborate, share best practice and drive innovation. This year's theme was the power of partnership, and the conference celebrated the many ways partnership fuels the guide dog movement. From the deep bond between a guide dog and their handler, to the vital collaborations between organisations, volunteers, donors and communities. At the heart of this was progressing how the international guide dog community can work together to improve global access to services. Exeter's 75th anniversary. Guide Dogs marks 75 years in Exeter this year, with plans underway to celebrate the occasion. Our original base in the Devon city was Cleeve House, a 17th century manor in 14 acres that was requisitioned as a women's land army hostel during World War II, before Guide Dogs bought it from the Snow family. In March 1998, Cleeve House became the first Guide Dog site to be visited by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Glenda Webb started at Cleeve House in 1970 as a kennel maid and is now a dog welfare specialist. Glenda said, "We lived on site in those days. There were 6 kennel maids along with trainers and instructors. There was a housekeeper called Miss Castle who cooked, cleaned and did everything. They were wonderful days." Guide Dogs left Cleeve House in summer 2003, moving to Marsh Barton Trading Estate, where our Exeter team remains. Included here is an old black and white photograph of Cleeve House. guide dogs at Mars Badminton Horse Trials 2025, an unbridled success. Guide dogs swapped four paws for four hooves in May as charity of the year at the world-famous Mars Badminton Horse Trials. We had two stands in the heart of the event village and spoke to thousands of people, from lifelong supporters to those who had never connected with us before. As well as bringing in substantial funds, we also raised awareness of our cause and our services, talked about gifts in wills, invited people to put a saddle and bridle on a model of a horse against the clock, and eventing legend William Fox Pitt even hosted a course walk for us. A huge thank you to all the staff and volunteers who worked so hard across the event, making the most of this great opportunity. Included here is a photograph of a guide dog puppy in training running in front of a guide dog's branded jump on the course at the Mars Badminton Horse Trials. Guide Dog Shop. The Guide Dog's Shop merged with our Tea Meal store at the end of May 2025. While you can no longer make purchases from www.guidedogshop.com, you can now buy an even bigger range of exclusive, sustainable Guide Dogs branded clothing, accessories, homeware and stationery from www.guidedogsteamillstore.co.uk. We've been selling through the T-Mill platform, which is owned and operated by T-Mill on behalf of Guide Dogs under licence, for a year now. And there's free postage from the 4th to the 6th of July 2025 to celebrate the bigger range of products available. Guide Dogs branded trading merchandise sold by our volunteers is unaffected by this change, and volunteers will still be able to buy their trading merchandise the same way they always have.